All right. You ready, William?
Yes.
Okay, you ready, Dad?
I'm ready. Can William hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I can hear you too. So shoot, what's up?
Okay, so I'm doing an interview for my English language arts class about, like, my ancestors and stuff like that.
Oh, do we have ancestors?
Yes, we do.
Okay, what do you need?
Okay, so, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
Wait, you want me to tell you a little bit about what?
About what you were like as a child.
What I was like as a child?
Yes, sir.
Well, it all depends. How do you define child? You know, is that from diapers to five? Is that from 5 to 10? Is that from 17 to 18?
Under 18.
Under 18?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't have anything spectacular in my life. My first recollection, you might say, is when my parents ran a bakery shop in a small town of East Rutherford, New Jersey, and from the bakery shop, they left that and they became tavern owners and runners, proprietors, and that's when they started the tavern called the Old Heidelberg. Now, why do you think they called it the Old Heidelberg?
Where they were from in Germany?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was sort of their home city in Germany, Heidelberg. Heidelberg, Germany. So they started the first Old Heidelberg, and then they relocated diagonally across the street, you might say, across the corner, and opened up the new Old Heidelberg. It was just called the Old Heidelberg. Forget the word new. It was just a new location. And I was born when they were living in the first Old Heidelberg, and I really grew up in the second Old Heidelberg, and that shift in location diagonally across this corner, you might say, meant that I had to change elementary schools. I started out in Franklin School in East Rutherford, and then in about the first or second grade, I had to change to Lincoln School, which was way over in the other end of town. And that's where I went from kindergarten through sixth grade. And then after the sixth grade, I had to shift schools again because the school itself only went through the sixth grade. So I had to go to a municipal square school, and that was a lot closer to home. And that was in downtown East Rutherford. I mean, how far do you want to go on this thing?
How did you get to school when you went to the second elementary school?
Say that again?
How'd you get to school when you went to the other elementary school?
I hoofed it.
Okay.
I mean, it was, there were no school buses with the exception of those students who came from out of town, you might say. By out of town, what I mean is that there's a section of East Rutherford and Wellington that sent students to the 7th grade, 8th grade, then freshman in high school, and those people were bused into the location. But I had to walk just 2 long blocks, not very far, in order to get to school.
Okay. William just told me it was his interview. I'm going to be quiet now.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't asked too many questions either.
I'll be quiet. Go, buddy.
Okay. So my next question is, can you tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents?
Grandparents, I really never knew or met my grandparents, and therefore my great-grandparents, because they were all over in Germany. See, it's my parents who were the first members of the family that ever came into the United States, The grandparents and great-grandparents were all born, raised, and died in Germany. And the only thing I knew about them was the grave sites that I did visit on one or two of my trips into Germany.
Okay.
So I don't know how helpful that is to you with respect to trying to trace your genealogy and my genealogy back any further than my parents, because my parents are the immigrants that came over from Germany.
It was very helpful. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most what?
Difficult moments.
Most difficult moments of my life. Oh, boy. Well, this is going to sound crazy to you, but it's the truth. I had to prepare for my high school valedictorian speech. In other words, I was the valedictorian of my high school senior graduating class. And so I had to give a speech on graduation night. And, you know, that's not exactly one of those things that you walk around in your back pocket. So I had to do that, and I had to pass muster with a couple of the teachers and the vice principal and the principal, so that they knew that I was going to make a good representation for the high school.
Okay.
But run that question past me again.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Oh, boy. Since you're asking this off the top of my head, I'm not so sure that I can say that, you know, it's not like I had a major car accident or there are times on board a submarine where life got a little difficult, but so what? It's all part of the living.
What was one of the most important lessons you learned in your life?
Go for it. You know those three words?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what that means?
Always do it, I guess.
for it. In other words, if there's something hanging out there in a branch and it's of interest to you, go for it.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I was just saying it's good advice that I've heard it all my life.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that some of that rubbed off.
A lot of it did, Dad. A lot of it.
Okay. So anyway, what else can I help you with?
So, I mean, you've already answered this, but our ancestors were born in Germany, right?
Yes. Okay. That's correct.
And what was the town again? Heidelberg?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, they weren't born in Heidelberg. That's where they got married and grew up and ran a business. And they were born in an area of Germany called... It's called Odenwald, Odenwald, one word. And that means a black forest.
Okay. So, do you know the story of how our aunt or your parents came to this country?
Well, yeah, they sailed on a ship from Bremerhaven, Germany. And they landed in, what's called Liberty Island. Liberty Island in New York Harbor. And that Liberty Island today is where the Statue of Liberty is.
Mm-hmm. What year was it?
Don't ask me that. I really don't know. Mike, let's see, my guess is it was, oh, 1923. That's as good as anything.
Okay. Do you know any, like, great stories about your ancestors?
Great stories?
Like, interesting stories, I guess.
Oh, my God. Great stories like interesting stories. Well, since I haven't thought about it, I really can't answer that question because... You know, when you say great stories, my God, well, let's see. Now, I can't think of any great stories that, jump out at me and jump to my mind right now, so sorry to disappoint you on that.
Okay, it's fine.
Did I give you enough?
Yeah.
So, Dad, you gave us a dad pack with all of the information of the grave sites and things like that? And I'm going to go pull that out right now, too, because I know that has some dates and just different stuff.
Okay, so what can I still do for you?
You good? He's looking at his questions to make sure he touched everything, Dad.
Yeah.
What was daily life like in the service?
What was the daily life like in the Navy?
Yes, sir.
Well, depends on... Well, I would say that I enjoyed most of my first 2.5 years in the Navy. Actually, there was 4 years that was at the Naval Academy. That was in the Navy, but we weren't out at sea or anything. So after that, I joined a ship called by the USS Taylor, a destroyer. And I must say that that was the most interesting, satisfying, and enjoyable part of my whole Navy career.
Okay. So, are there any positive or negative events or memories that shaped who you are today?
Well, one of the most important things that we all have to do and learn in life is to go for it. And by that I mean do whatever you can to make your life worth living. But you got to do it yourself. You can't rely on somebody else to be boosting you along all the time.
Sense, doesn't it?
Can you tell me about your parents?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you tell me about your parents and what they were like?
About my parents?
Yes, sir.
Sure. They were German immigrants. They had 2 children. I have an older brother by the name of William. And William has been deceased now for a few years. We were both born here in the United States. He was about 6 years older than me. His widow is still alive. I just don't know how much else you wanna specifically hear about him. He served in the Navy in World War II. He saw quite a bit of the South Pacific fighting the Japanese in the Navy. And
That's good. Okay, that's all I got for you.
That's all you got for me?
Yeah, most of my...
I feel you're shortchanging me. I'm only kidding.
Okay.
Okay, but no, it was good talking to you, and hopefully you can put all this together so that your mother and your father can understand what you are doing with the information that I gave you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daddy.
Okay, Val, what else can I do now?